What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Spider-Man The Heist, which is the new DLC expansion for the Marvel Spider-Man game on PlayStation 4. Came out last week on Tuesday. Thankfully, it came out on the Tuesday because, I'll be honest, I kind of plowed through it on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday night because I wanted to get out of the way before Red Dead Redemption hit on Friday, which there's only a tiny little game that everybody else has been moving around. But Spider-Man The Heist, before we go into that one, make sure you have subscribed on either YouTube or our podcast services. But James, what did you think of it straight off the bat?
I was disappointed you don't actually play as Black Cat. That's actually kind of what I was hoping. Kind of similar to the Arkham DLC for Batman, where you got to play as Catwoman. But aside from that initial disappointment, yeah, it's pretty good. The story's not bad, a little predictable, but you get plenty for your money. It seems to clock in around 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I was definitely closer to 4, maybe 5, but I was kind of running around. I collected all the paintings. I was doing some of the challenges and stuff. The only thing that really annoyed me, and it was a small little annoyance, was I wish the main map was still accessible. So if I was finding anything, because I kind of, once I completed the main game a few weeks ago, I kind of stopped playing because there was still some collectibles, because I thought, oh, I've got these free DLC packs coming up. That will mean that, you know, if I need to take a few, you know, I've got most of the photographs, but there's some things I need to go and clear up in the map. I thought, well, I can do that while I'm running around in the DLC. But no, they kind of, you log in as a new, like, so you start it, so it takes you away from the main one. You still got all your leveled up, you still got all your things that you've done, but it kind of resets the map, so you've only got the things really for this thing. So you've got new enemy little things to take out, new challenges by that Screwball, I think it's Screwball, where she does an internet streaming show and is teasing Spider-Man to do stuff online. She gets out of jail and stuff and does that again. But on one hand, it's good because it kind of resets the map, so it means that you've got to go off and explore the city again and do it all. But on the other hand, it would have been nice to have just had the things. They're probably still there if I find them, because I know I took a photograph of an island, and that meant I then finished off all the landmarks and got a trophy for that. So they are there, but they've kind of hidden them, so that was a little bit of a slight annoyance when I picked it up.
To be honest, the main game itself killed my interest in doing all the collectibles and side missions. I got so frustrated, especially with the challenges, with Taskmaster's challenges, you know, like the fly through the rings and get the bombs. And I was just like, I'm done with this nonsense. So in the DLC, if there was something that was nearby, just go ahead and grab it. But I was not going out of my way to do anything. I was like, nope, I'm here. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to follow this story. Yeah. We're going to see what Black Cat is up to, what she's stealing, why she's stealing it, all that fun stuff, and then go from there. So
no, it was good. I thought it was for the value for money, because you never know with DLC. You never know what you're going to get. And for me to jump back into Spider-Man and do 4 hours, I think it's about £6-7. I mean, I bought the deluxe digital version, so it's, I think it's about £25 or $25 for the full free expansions that we're getting, one in October, one in November, one in December. I feel like if I brought that on its own, I've been happy with that, because it was a few hours. We had cutscenes, we had new enemies to face, new bosses, new collectibles. It was like a little mini Spider-Man game, and that's good. I thought it brought me back into Spider-Man for a few nights. Had Red Dead not been coming this week, I might have taken my time a little bit more. I was very much aware of the fact of, I want to get this done because I know I'm going to be removed. And it actually landed on quite a nice day. So I'm looking forward to next month when we get that for a few days, jump back in, kind of extends the life of this video game. Suddenly now I've got like a reason to go back, and I've got new missions. The whole thing with Black Cat and stuff, the story, I thought that was good. I mean, some of it was a little bit predictable. I mean, especially when I'm collecting the things going, it's like, as it was going on, you knew where the twist was coming. You could see it a mile off. But no, I thought it was quite cool. Like you said, Black Cat, she only really helps you out in one mission. You kind of depress a button and she does this snap the stealth attack rather than you doing it. So that was a bit different. That was a nice way of kind of mixing up. So she was in the action with you.
Yeah, although I admit, like I said at the beginning of the show, I would much rather actually have a chance to play as her, especially since the other side mission characters, Mary Jane, had a little blop in there too. And I was just like, yeah. I am so done with these missions. Mary Jane and Miles, I don't want to play your missions at all ever again. So I'd much rather play Black Cat.
Yeah, the Mary Jane missions, they are annoying because you feel so underpowered. It's like they take everything that Spider-Man is and it's like they strip it all away. It's like, oh, I'm Mary Jane. So you basically, if you get seen, you're dead. And then we reboot. And I was like, it's just about throwing something and running around the back. And hopefully they don't see you. And it's because they work it out that you've kind of, even if you reboot it, you only go back like 10 paces. So you're not like you have to do the whole level, because that would be so annoying. If you got caught on like the 10th person down the line and you need to go back to level one, it might be a bit, but I think because of the way that you pretty much only go back to the start of that person, it's very easy just to kind of run around them.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I'm thinking back to like some of the older Assassin's Creed games, maybe during the Ezio saga, where there were a couple of you can't be seen and you can't kill anyone missions. And I was just like, get me through these as fast as possible. Even if you got past 9 people, and the 10th person spotted you, nope, right back at the beginning.
Yeah, so at least that was a good thing. They kind of integrated some ideas of like Miles as well, you know, talking to him. He didn't really have much of it. He just made a couple of phone calls, kind of setting up him wanting to be trained for being Spider-Man, and Peter Parker being a bit like, no, not quite yet. You're too young, kind of thing. But generally, as a whole, I thought it worked well. I like the idea that they brought in brand new villain, so now the city's being done by crime bosses, and sort of, because I didn't do the Tombstone missions very much in the main story. I was kind of keeping them later, so it kind of goes more off the Tombstone thing rather than off of like Kingpin. And I'm glad they took out the devils and they took out that, or they've all gone. So now we've got, when there's an enemy attack, you're facing these goons. And it feels better because they've kind of eliminated everything that the main story did. And I think that works a lot better.
Yeah, no, this works as a continuation of the story. And I would definitely recommend that before picking up the DLC, people finish the main story. I don't believe you have to finish it. I think you can just go straight to it. But no, it flows much better if you finish the story first. So. Yeah.
It was good. I'm really happy with it. It was great to jump back in, kind of extend the video game. Looking forward to the next two ones. I feel I got my money's worth. You know, you think like £6 for 5 hours, that's barely £1 an hour. That's really good value to me, considering I've already brought the game. And it's that kind of thing. I brought the game back in September, so it's kind of forgotten that I paid for it now. So it feels good. You might want to hold off and see if there's some sales after January when all 3 of them have been released, if you aren't fussed about it. Because I don't know if I don't see the Spider-Man game going down in sale at any point before now and Christmas. I think they know that they've got it was the highest selling like PlayStation game of the year. It's one of the it's the best Spider-Man game of all time. It's the best selling September game of all. It has broke so many records. This thing ain't going anywhere for a while.
I mean, it will go on sale, but not that much. Maybe $40 at Black Friday here in the States. I mean, it did extremely well, but it does also have Assassin's Creed Odyssey that came out right after it. Of course, as you've mentioned, Red Dead Redemption 2, a lot of people will be picking up. Black Ops is out now. I think Battlefield 5 is coming out soon. So there's a lot of competition. And I would expect at least Black Friday to have a sale. Maybe not digitally, but definitely at retailers. Now, the DLC pack, no. That I don't expect will have a sale until all 3 are out. Yeah. Here in the States, I think it's $10 per episode unless you got the season pass, which was $25. And I think if you got the digital deluxe, if you work out the math, I think it's actually $20 on the digital deluxe. But regardless of which method you get, and mind you, I didn't put as much time into it as you did. And that's even without me caring about Red Dead at all. I just didn't want to deal with all the side gathering activities, because I was just done with them. I still felt like I plenty well got my money's worth. You know, it's in that same category as, say, the Lego DLC. Those are much cheaper, but you get much less content. I have no problem with the amount of content that comes with this package for the amount of money. This is a good, solid DLC model. I have no problem with this. If they can maintain this level of quality and this, let's say, dollar to minute amount or hour, dollar to hour gameplay for the remaining two DLC, this is an easy sell.
Yeah, no, really good. I really enjoyed it. Definitely worth checking out. But we'd love to know what you guys thought of it. If you picked it up, comment below or get in touch with us on social media. Remember to go check us out over at DizKingdom.com to find out all your latest Marvel stuff. I'm James. Where can they find you?
You can find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.